Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God by Dr. Ronald Rossi, is his own personal story of his earliest memories growing up to the present in his relationship to and with God. It's the evolution of a belief system downloaded as a child through various life challenges that projected him into seeking answers about himself, life, and God. That is what brought him to share through divine inspiration what he has come to embrace as his belief, understanding, and personal relationship with God, the Absolute. Dr. Rossi holds a doctorate in metaphysics and is a certified hypnotist, advanced certified in regression therapy, also a practitioner of EFT, emotional freedom therapy, specializes in past life regression and anxiety disorders, as well as behavioral modification. Currently semi-retired from the private practice of 18 years. Now Dr. Rossi is taking that experience in a different direction as a transformational life coach, helping people get in touch with the next level of themselves and to manifest their dreams and desires. His passion centers around the depths of self and the connection with universal laws. Dr. Ronald Rossi, author of The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's my pleasure to be here.
What a fascinating topic. I've been looking forward to our conversation here. Let's start with metaphysics. I mentioned you're a doctor of metaphysics. I love that, and I never quite fully understood what that means. So now I'm talking to one, so I'm going to ask for an explanation. What exactly is a doctor of metaphysics?
Well, that always raises a few eyebrows, Rick, and there's so many definitions, but the one definition that I've always liked is that it's a branch of philosophy that examines the fundamental natures of reality. All of the things that we have in life on a physical plane, there is the non-physical aspect of it, and a lot of the laws like the law of attraction and the law of cause and effect, all of those are unseen laws, but they affect us and everything that we do in life. So metaphysics is basically the study of that. It's a very wide, broad spectrum, and there's a lot of laws that coordinate with our basic laws of the universe, and that's what metaphysics basically is.
Part of what you do is something called regression therapy, and also fascinated by that. Actually, explain that. This is a fascinating area.
Well, I began that. It's not something that my belief system as a child allowed in the Catholic Church, basically. They didn't believe in things like that. Yes, and of course, I was brought up in that realm. But as I progressed and I got into this work, and I was doing hypnosis for behavioral modification, various forms of fears and phobias and so on and so forth. And in working with folks, we realized a lot of times that to get to the root cause of the problem that the individual was having, that cause came from an area that wasn't a part of their life that they could recall. So we had to kind of let go and just let the subconscious mind go where it went, and it ultimately landed in different areas, different times, if you will, different eras. And whether that person believed in a past life or not, the idea was to go to the original cause of the problem and to root it out and to heal it from its origin. So I began to expand. And of course, there's a lot of work that's been done over the years in past life regression. And it's something that I feel very confident in, and the fact that there's more to us than meets the eye.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about to get to the deep-rooted problem, you need to, sometimes it's buried deep in our cellular memory. Talk about that, because it may not, we keep going back maybe to our childhood or 5 years ago to figure out why we have this problem. It may go back a lot further than that.
It does go back a lot further than that, because you hit the nail on the head when you said cellular memory, because basically, you know, we're spiritual beings, we're energy, and energy never dies. So it can only be transformed. So the part of us that has always been has had experiences in eons of time beyond where we are right now. So not as who we are right now, but the energy form itself has experienced life all over the place. And a lot of those times, there were various traumas and circumstances that affected us in that particular being. And, you know, those things become like a scar, if you will, an internal cellular scar. And we come forward in this particular life and we have some of those scars that are very prevalent in various triggers that we encounter during the course of our life, bring those emotions back up. It's not something that may have happened to us in this particular life, but because it happened, it's part of our memory that has to be dealt with.
You know, that's interesting. If someone, for example, has a fear of water and they really don't understand that, it may go right back into your past lives. It may not be in this life that that fear started, right?
Correct. That's very correct. I mean, I've done many, many regressions over the years, and I've had people that have had fear of water that have come in. And, you know, in my explanation, I'll ask them if they had an incident when they were a child that they recall where they had a close call, maybe fell in the pool and almost drowned or something to that effect. And if nothing comes up in their memory relative to that, but yet the fear is real in them, that's something that we have to dig for. So we go into hypnotic trance and go back, let the subconscious mind take them back to the origin of that, to where that may have begun. And they consciously, they don't know where that is, but subjectively they do. The subconscious mind is like a file cabinet that keeps hold of everything that our senses encounter while we're in life. All of our senses, that's how we process life. So it goes back to a time when they may have been a sailor on a ship someplace, and the ship was a part of a sea battle that exploded and they drowned as a result of that, or any number of different reasons. We find all kinds of stories.
Yeah, it's interesting, the analogy of like a file cabinet. That sort of, okay, I can see that picture. This from three lives ago was in this file cabinet, and it's labeled right under. We could do hours on regression therapy, and maybe sometime we will do that. It's so fascinating, but time going by so quickly here. I mentioned you're retired, semi-retired private practice, but you're a transformational life coach. Talk about that, because in talking with you, reading your bio, transformation and evolution are words that I think sort of describe how you've progressed over the years. Talk about the transformational life coach and what that means and how you're able to help people.
Well, there's a lot of life coaches out there. It's a big field these days, and it's an important one. But I go a little bit farther. When I say transformational life coach, I like to let people understand that everybody has various beliefs and morals, beliefs and values in their life. And it's not a matter of helping people to seek out new jobs or a new relationship, but transformation means going within and really looking at your values and your morals and your beliefs and making the change necessary to go wherever it is that you want to go. You've got to transform your current belief systems, much like what I talked about in my book relative to my beliefs when I was a child that I was brought up with. And as I grew and looked at things and understood them a little bit better, I started to change my values. I had to change my belief system in order to coordinate to where I wanted to go. So transformational life coaching is digging in deep with people. And this is a serious commitment. And I only work with a couple of people at a time, because of the nature of the work. It's very deep, and they have to look at these values and morals and core beliefs. And are you willing to change those to get to where you want to go?
Dr. Ronald Rossi, our guest on the program, that's R-O-Z-Z-I. The book we're talking about, The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God. You'll find it at stratton-press.com, the usual places as well. The doctor's website is awarenessempowerment.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Your first book, Genesis 101, we're going to talk about the God Particle here in a second, but lay the groundwork. What was the book Genesis 101? Talk about the idea behind that book.
Well, I got so involved with the work that I do that I really narrowed it down to, I really enjoy understanding the law of attraction, which was a big thing, and it still is. So there's a lot of people that read about and hear about the law of attraction. And when the movie The Secret came out years ago, it caused quite a stir, and it got a lot of people thinking about that and trying to work with it. And I talked to a lot of folks who wanted to make things happen in their lives, and they weren't getting much success. And I had to dig into this process called manifesting, and I understood that there is a process involved. And we introduce a lot of the laws that are prevalent in creating something, bringing something from nowhere to now here. In other words, something that you're desirous of, how do you attract that? There's a process of that. So basically, Genesis 101 talks about the process of creating, and it identifies you, yourself, as the co-creator. You are creating. We all create, either by default or by intention. So the idea is to create by intention, but understanding the laws that put that whole process together, by understanding them, you can allow them to work with you instead of against you.
That book is Genesis 101 by our guest on the program, Dr. Ronald Rossi. The book we're talking about in particular is The God Particle. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, when Genesis 101 came out in the very end of 2016, I was inspired to write this book. I had gotten an inspiration, and I believe that I'm guided in a lot of the work that I do. And I was told what this book was going to be called, number one, and I was told what color the cover was going to be. I had no idea. I understood the context of what I had to put together, but I had no idea how I was going to do it. It was just something I heard. So I wrote it down, and I made a mock cover of the book, put it on my wall, and I waited for the inspiration to take over. And it took 3 years by the time it got to me where it was time to sit down and write. And to be honest with you, Rick, I had no idea. And when I sat down to write it and it started to play itself out, I had no idea I was going to be as transparent as I was about my life to try to put this book together. But I didn't question it because it's the way it had to be.
So the book will be instructive to us, the reader, and it sounds like it was instructive to you as well. You learned something as you opened up with yourself to write the book. The book is The God Particle, and that's interesting. Your story, I think, is relatable to so many people. How do you think your story relates to the prospective reader? I think they can learn a lot from that, can't they?
I believe so. I mean, I'm not here to change anybody's particular life, just give them options, because I realize that in today's society, there's a lot of people reaching out and they're looking beyond what they've grown up to understand. And this is just a story of one person's walk through life and connection to God, what I was fed as a child, what I grew up with, and realizing that it wasn't working for me after my first wife got sick and passed away. And I was searching for answers. I was looking to find out why this was happening and why would a God cause a 21-year-old woman to get sick and die. And it just didn't make any sense to me. And all that I had done all through my life of learning how to pray and so forth, it wasn't working. And I needed to find out why. And I went on a search and it led me to where I am currently in my work in metaphysics. And this is the story of that. And my current relationship to God.
The book is The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God by Dr. Ronald Rossi, R-O-Z-Z-I. The book available at stratton-press.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. The doctor's website is awarenessempowerment.com. Time is going by so quickly, so much to talk about. Let's go back and talk about the message of the book. Briefly, what is the message you hope to convey to the reader of The God Particle?
Well, I believe my message would be not to fear looking beyond what you got going on in your life. If you're looking for answers, I really feel that those answers lie within all of us. I believe that God lives within every individual, if we slow down long enough to listen to it. God speaks to all of us because God lives within us. And if you slow down and listen and allow yourself to challenge some of the belief systems that you've had, or at least open up your perspective. I mean, my whole theory over life was to just take the blinders that we've been born with and just open them up a little bit wider to see the larger perspective of yes. things. That's what my whole message is.
How difficult was that for you to open those blinders? You mentioned growing up, as I did, in the Catholic faith, and you've really got boundaries there, and suddenly you're sort of questioning those boundaries and looking outside of those. How difficult was it to do that and to reconcile that with what you grew up with your knowledge of the Catholic faith?
Well, it wasn't as difficult as it may seem. It takes time, Rick. I mean, in a spiritual journey, when one becomes familiar with the fact that you're touching a spiritual journey, it can't really be forced. It's something that comes at a time when it's right. And when it's right, you'll know it, and you just follow it. You just allow it to open up. And I did a lot of work, a lot of research, and I read a lot of authors. I've had a lot of mentors, and I've come to a comfort zone in my life where I'm comfortable with the relationship that I have with my creator. And I just share that. And hopefully people will be able to identify with that and start their own path.
You know, that's interesting, that lesson of patience. It seems like that's what you exerted as you were writing the book. You didn't sit down and like, I'm going to finish this book by Tuesday. You sort of let it come to you. You really didn't rush the process, did you?
No, I really couldn't. I waited 3 years before I got the green light to start. And I figured, and I've also gotten inspiration for two more titles. I already know what they're supposed to be. I'm not sure when I'm going to start them. I think I'll probably start one soon, and it is going to be on past lives and reincarnation. But I'll wait. I've got nothing else to do. And if God is working through me, it'll be right when it's right.
With us on the program, Dr. Ronald Rossi. The book is The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God. You mentioned the first book, Genesis 101. Is it necessary to read Genesis 101 before we read The God Particle?
No, it really isn't. And it's not any kind of I'm not writing a trilogy or anything like that. It's just a message that I needed to get out. And, you know, every author wants people to read their books, of course. I didn't write it to make money. I wrote it because it was a message that I needed to get out. And I realized that the genre that I write about and that I speak about and that I study is probably not the most popular out there, but it is becoming very popular because a lot of people are at unrest internally and they're looking for answers. And it's just something I needed to do.
A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned something that's interesting. I was going to ask you if you think now, maybe more than 10, 15, 20 years ago, we are interested in exploring and this transformation process. Did you find that in your practice? And are you finding that now that more and more people are interested in your message?
Yes, absolutely. It's been growing exponentially. I mean, when I started my practice, I knew what I wanted to do years ago, but I could see the transition as I was going along over the years from just plain old hypnosis. Because, you know, to be honest, when I opened my practice as a metaphysician, I realized most people don't know what that is. So I had to have something to bring them in. So I got involved in hypnosis because everybody at least heard about that.
Yes.
But ultimately, the metaphysics was the one that took over. And I began doing more and more of that. And I started to work with that relative to anxiety disorder and so forth. So it's worked well, and I've transitioned with it, and I'm enjoying the ride.
Well, you've touched a lot of people in a positive way with both of your books, Genesis 101, which is still available, and the new book, The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God, by Dr. Ronald Rossi. You mentioned the other books you're working on and maybe starting those. We're going into winter, so why not? You can work on a book, I guess. It'll be, give you something to do during this period. How many are you going to be? You mentioned you had a couple of ideas. When can we expect to see the next one?
Well, of course, my publisher would love to be able to have me push through this next one, but
yes.
I feel I don't write large books. I want to make them easy to read and simple and quick, but to the point. So I'm going to be starting this one coming up here within the next month or so. I've already started to gather the information that I want for it. And I believe probably within the next year and a half.
That's perfect. Now, you said that was regression therapy is going to be the focus of the book?
It was, yes, it's going to be basically on past life regression and the work that I did in that and some of the stories that I can relate to relative to some of the problems that people had that found resolve using past life therapy.
Would love to talk about that book as well. The time has gone by so quickly. A fascinating conversation with Dr. Ronald Rozzi. That's R-O-Z-Z-I. The book we're talking about is The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God. You'll find it at the usual places. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com. The doctor's website is awarenessempowerment.com. And of course, you'll find it on our website as well. Doctor, a pleasure. Time went by too quickly. Looking forward to doing it again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It was certainly my pleasure, and I appreciate the time you spent with me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing some of these thoughts, touching the surface. That's why the book is doing so well, because you really go into detail. And again, helping so many people get through lives, answering a lot of the questions they have. The book is The God Particle, My Personal Journey to Know God by our guest, Dr. Ronald Rozzi. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.